The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, it's lovely to be here again tonight with all of you. And I thought I saw a bunch of new faces, which is why I started to actually guide the meditation for the benefit of people who might be new. So if, am I right? Do we have a bunch of new people here? Give me a show of hands. Who's here? Hold your hands. Great. Yeah. Hold your hands up. Lots of new people. Great. Excellent. So people who are not new, look, did you notice who's new? Because in a moment we're going to say hello to all the new people and welcome them. This is a community. It's IMC community. So we want to make it a welcoming community. There's a reason we all come here. It's, you know, we're all on this path together. We're all humans. So let's take a few minutes and just say hello to people around you. Say where you're from, especially the new people. Say hi to them. Welcome them. Go! Fantastic. All right. So, now that the energy is more up, so I wanted to talk about intention tonight. Intention has a pretty high place in Buddhism and in Buddhist teachings. It's very important. It's said that intention is the seed, is really the birthplace of karma, and karma not being this weird, strange idea, but both action and results, causes and conditions. Basically, whatever you do, whatever action you do has a particular result in this life. If you have an intention of ill will, it will arise a feeling of ill will in you. It will give rise to more ill will, thoughts of ill will in your mind, in your actions, and also, for example, it will bring that out of others, because kindness begets kindness, and lack of kindness begets lack of kindness. So intention really is the seed of actions of thoughts, actions of the mind, which are thoughts, and actions of the body, which are actually actions, and actually actions of speech. So intention is the root of all kinds of actions in different ways, if you think about actions. Anyway, one way to think about the importance of intention is, from the outside, an action might look the same. So there might be someone who's cutting another person with a knife. But somebody might be doing that because they're a doctor and they're cutting the patient with a knife in order to heal them with an intention of healing. Or it might be a thief, a bandit, trying to cut someone and take their money away. So the action, the external action in the world is the same, is cutting a body with a knife. But the intentionality is completely different in the two examples, and therefore there would be different karmic potentiality, there would be different results, both for the person in terms of how it affects your state of mind and your state of heart in the next moments, and how that action will give you fruit, and also the effect that it has on others in the outside world. Really, intention is in that intentionality is where the value of the action rests. So, in the practice of Buddhism, in the practice of mindfulness, as we try to become aware of our present moment experience, as we try to become aware of our thoughts, our bodily sensations, our emotions, we also try to become aware of our intentions. That's It's very important. We try to do that on the cushion, and we also try to do that in our daily life. And in our daily life, it's particularly important to try to be aware of our intentions and not to kid ourselves. And a lot of times, of course, our intentions are not clear. We have mixed intentions a lot of times, right? And that's okay, as long as we're honest with ourselves, as long as we're not putting our head under the sand, la, 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 my intentions are all pure. As long as we know what our intentions are, that awareness, and not necessarily judging ourselves, but just knowing with clarity, oh, okay, my intentions are mixed. Have you, for example, ever given a gift to someone and noticed your intentions were mixed? Yeah, you want them to like you. Everybody's giving a gift. It's a birthday. What if you show up empty-handed? It'll be bad. You'll be singled out. It's not just a matter of generosity. But there, you know, there are a lot of intentions that often come up, and it's okay, just as long as we are clear about what our intentions are. Some time ago, I was reading this book called Difficult Conversations. Anyone familiar with it here? Yes, yeah. It's a great book by people who were working on the Harvard Negotiation Project. They wrote a bunch of books. This was one of their books. Highly recommend it. And I was reading this a few years ago, so I hope I don't misrepresent anything in the book, but it really had an effect on me. And the idea of intention was so important as it was explored in this book. So the idea of having a difficult conversation with someone could be in a relationship, could be with in a workplace, etc. Say someone has said or done something that you're upset about, or an issue that you want to bring up. So the book really highlighted how, let's take the example of somebody has done something and you're upset. Often we think, oh, this person had poor intention, had a bad intention. They wanted, you know, how could they do this? Didn't they realize that this thing they did was going to hurt me in a particular way? So the book really highlighted how it's important to break up any action to four parts. The intention of the person who did the action, the action they did, the effect of it on you, and the intention that you ascribe to them. So there are four different things. So let me come up with an example. Say, coming up with an example, let's see, can I do that from my life in real time? Real time, this is hard. Okay, I'm going to come up with a simulated example. So say someone said something to you that you thought it was hurtful. Well, perhaps. So first, you think about, you try to tease out their intention. Perhaps they were trying to inform you. They thought maybe it's a kind thing for them to tell you, to inform you that perhaps the dress you're wearing doesn't look good on you or makes you look fat, right? So perhaps their intention was kind. So their intention is different from your ascribed intention to them. If the intention you're ascribing to them is that they had ill will, they were trying to hurt you, whereas maybe in their mind they thought they were doing a kind thing. Okay, so this is their intention. This is your ascribed the intention you're ascribing to them. Very different. And then there's the action they took, and the way they thought the action would affect you, and then there's the way that the action actually affected you. So those are also two different things. But at the ends, there are the actual intention, then the ascribed intention. So why do I bring this up? So one of the things in this book was also to question oneself. It really seemed like a wonderful Buddhist practice to really question oneself about one's own intention. When you're actually doing something in the world. When somebody else is upset with you and they bring up a difficult conversation with you, our first reaction is to get reactive and say, oh, my intentions were really pure. You know, of course I didn't, you know, I had no mixed motivations. But the book really suggested, well, come on, really, really be honest with yourself. And really, really ask yourself if there was anything in your intention that was perhaps even invisible to you or not quite visible to you, but the other person picked it up. Of course, a lot of times it's the other person's stuff that they project, but sometimes we are not quite clear of our intentions or we have mixed intentions. So clarity of our intention when we act in the world is really, really important. And having awareness of what our intention is very, very important. So we can have good intentions, we can have not so good intentions, we can have mixed intentions. And one thing that I want to bring attention to tonight is our highest intentions, the intentions that we have as human beings for our lives to be both good for us and good for others. For we have intentions to live our lives aligned with our highest intentions. It's basically the highest intention is what has brought you out here tonight to be spending your time here practicing meditation and listening to a talk instead of doing a gazillion other things you could be doing. So as I like to do in my talks, I like to workshop things because it's not that interesting for me to be a talking head and just talk. The act of actually reflecting, and there is so much wisdom, lived wisdom, that every single person already has, and to actually reflect on your own lived wisdom and to see how this sits with you and talk to it with other people is really a way that these teachings become alive. So in terms of intention, I'd like to lead you through a brief guided meditation and then invite us to get into small groups to actually discuss our highest intentions for ourselves as human beings. What are our highest intentions in our life? What do we like to manifest in our lives, in our practice, in our humanity, as we practice meditation, as we are here for the first time, exploring IMC for the first time. So what are the intentions that we have as humans? What drives us here? Who do we want to be? How do we want to show up? What legacy do we want to leave in this world? So get into your meditation posture, if you will. And invite yourself to settle by taking a few breaths, softening, relaxing. Allowing your body to be soft and relaxed, your breath to be natural. And imagine a bright sunny day. I'll actually lead us through a guided visualization for this, which I think is fun. Imagine a bright sunny day and a green meadow. Feeling the sun on your face, it's really lovely. And now, in this beautiful place that you are, which makes your spirit uplifted and makes you feel connected to nature and the world and other people, see yourself approaching a well, a deep well of water. Next to the well of water, there is a stone. There is a rock. You pick it up. You feel the weight of it in your hands, whether it's cool or warm, whether it's soft or jagged, just feeling it in your hand. Now allow this rock to be endowed with the question, what is my highest intention in this world? What is my highest intention in this life? Who do I want to be? How do I want to live? What legacy do I want to leave? What effect do I want to have on others and on myself? And you feel that this rock has these questions on your behalf. Approach the well and slowly, with intentionality, drop it into the well of water. And as the rock hits the water, some sounds come up. Listen. See what answers might come up as the rock hits the water and it travels further down, traveling down, down the well. What other answers come up? Keep listening. And when the rock hits the bottom, more sounds, more answers come up. They may or may not be what you expect. Listen for them and be open to them. When you feel like you've listened enough and you have a sense of what answers have come up, you can slowly open your eyes and come back to the room. So now I invite you to reflect for a moment for the answers that might have come up to the questions, or perhaps let yourself just live the question. If nothing came up, which is perfectly fine. And we'll get into groups of four, where each person will have the chance to both speak and be witnessed by three other people. And the process of both speaking and being witnessed, speaking about one's highest intention, is actually a really profound one. To both say that out loud and to be witnessed by other people, other well-meaning people, to speak one's highest intentions. It is a practice. It helps us stay the course with our intention. So with that, I invite you to self-organize to groups of four. And we might have a group of three. So Should I help organize you, or are you going to do it yourself? You're a capable bunch. And if you're not in the group, just raise your hand. If you're not in the group, raise your hand. Raise your hand if you're not in a group. And after you have the groups, are all the groups organized? Yes? So we'll have a group of, let's see, we have one group of five and everybody else is a group of four. Actually, we have one group of three, right? So actually, one person can go with this group. There's a group of three here. Perfect. Okay, so each person now, so hold on for a second. So each person will have about 3 minutes to speak, and then we'll go around the circle. And I will time you. So first person, please start talking about what you saw in this reflection. Did you need more time? Awesome! Yes! Yes! You're right next to the all-female group. That's great. That's great. It's really lovely to see how lively the conversation is, and just really feel the vibe in the room and how everybody comes alive talking about their highest intention. So it's just, I want to say, feeling this, the vibe in the room has been lovely from up here. So, yeah. Yeah. Just wanted to reflect that back at you. So let's start with this corner. Wait for a moment.
Hi, everyone. So we talked a lot about wisdom, like responding with wisdom and having that intention. And we also talked a lot about self-love, like caring for ourselves. And they kind of interplayed. So I guess, like, in a nutshell, we talked, you know, extensively, but in a nutshell, knowing and being able to respond in a caring way to ourselves, which we didn't talk so much about, but which brings me kind of to the idea of that helps us also know when to respond in a caring way to others. But I guess that it kind of starts with us. And we talked about meaning, like having meaning with our intention, having meaning in life, how it's a very important thing to have intention because it does bring a lot of meaning to our lives.
Great. Thank you. And I particularly appreciated what you talked about regarding really having self-compassion, self-love, self-loving kindness for us is a starting point, is a place that then we can emanate that out for other people. Because if we don't know how to care for ourselves and to soothe ourselves, how can we soothe somebody else when we don't know how to start with this being right here with whom we live 24 hours a day? So thank you. Next group, let's go to the all-male group now. You're on.
Well, we each had a slightly different take. I believe I led off and said that I thought that being a good citizen was an important part of being, you know, it's a little unclear to me actually what, you know, intentions are. These grand intentions, the intention to eat breakfast is one I can work with, but how to live my life is a little more, you know, nebulous. But then we talked about intentionality in terms of trying to know, say, if one's telling a story or doing a work of art, of literature, what intention means in that context. And we talked about, again, just trying to really do right and have a good effect on the world and not to have a negative effect. And then we had an actual practical discussion of intention of what do I do next? What do I do in this situation? And without, you know, going too far, that was basically our positions, was just looking at intentionality from these three points of view.
Great. Great. Thank you. Sounds very rich.
Yes? I think the main point we discussed was we hadn't really thought about this much, and it had really given us something to think about for the next time we come back.
Was that a group of newcomers, first-timers at IMC, all four of you? Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, great. Welcome. Awesome. That's great. Great.
So we talked about several things, but the themes that came up for all of us, I believe, we talked about our desire to live our lives with loving kindness and compassion, to find joy. So when you're compassionate toward others, often you're aware of what's difficult in their lives. But we talked about the importance of also finding joy and expressing that joy and having that be part of our lives. And the importance of community and being part of community and creating community. And also, like this group, we talked about making sure that we don't do any harm, but that we also are useful and are of benefit to others at the same time. We also talked about the fact that we seem to all be experiencing kind of a milestone in our lives, or many of us, that's shifting our perspective about how we see who we are in the world, and that we really want to pay attention to that.
Thank you.
Well, for us, it was pretty profound. It was a question of, like, your intention of what to have for breakfast. But, you know, what are you going to do with the rest of your life? The meaning. And we took it more as, you know, curiosity. What is it? Where do we go from here? And based on learning and what we have gained in knowledge and what we want to pass on. And it's a process, I think, and you start, which is a wonderful question, of an intention of what are we doing here? What do we want in our lives, and how do we want to live it? And just, we also noticed just from our other people around us in the different ways they live their lives, how is it that they practice their life intentions, and everyone has a different way of doing it, and it's important, I think, to just practice what you believe is good for you, and not without judgment and without trying to get others to do it on you. You know, so much that whatever works for you is going to be the best and easiest process, and try and figuring it out the best you can. It's a process, I think, and that's kind of what we came up with, learning and figuring out where to go next.
Thank you. And I really appreciate it. Sorry, were you done?
Yes.
I really appreciated the living it as a question, which is what you brought up, leaving this intention as a question, as a daily question. Where do I go next? What's my highest intention? Instead of necessarily knowing it, but just living it as a question. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, I think what we all had in common is we had trouble hearing the rock. So maybe we were taking a little too literally on intention. But a couple of things that did come up was our intention coming here, to come to IMC to pursue meditation, that the something around the feeling of that is right, is a good thing to do. Another thing that came up was the to relating to the Buddhist philosophy and the ways and his teachings in a pretty much a common sense type of a way that it makes sense so that intention feels right. It comes back to, you know, what you hear, does that fit with, you know, does that seems to drive your intention? And then the other thing that kind of came up is really not knowing all your true intentions all the time, to be able to see through your ignorance or be able to have some clarity around thinking that you're perceiving your intentions as one way and when they're really not that way.
Thank you.
So we had some resistance just getting to the well. We had a good talk about the stones. And I don't know if a lot of intentionality came up, but what did come up was the kindness and compassion that we all want to embody. You know, even if we don't know exactly where that's leading, that was kind of a starting place for most of us, was we know we want to do this, we just not too sure where we go from there.
Lovely. Thank you.
Okay, so we had a really interesting discussion, and I think we talked about the disconnect in the world, how maybe it's meant to be that there's all this technology in our hands in order to maybe challenge us to learn how to be more communicative with each other and open. We talked about how I think there's a theme going on in the room here. Actually, listening to everybody was kind of insightful, because I think we're all kind of on the same page as far as wanting to share love and compassion and be good people, move forward with that. And I thought it was really interesting during the meditation, you mentioned truth in the moment and intention, you know, and I think, you know, there's a lot of behind your intention is the truth in the moment. As far, you know, as for where to go from there, I think, you know, I think that's about it. So.
Thank you. I think that's all the groups. Yeah, thank you. Wonderful reflections. So common themes, kindness, compassion, self-compassion, self-kindness, kindness to others, bringing this question to the forefront, not knowing what it is, but being aware of it, living it as a question. Where do I go next? How do I live? So making it conscious, not knowing that we're not always clear about our intentions, but about the purity of intentions, having curiosity about them. These are some of the themes that I'm remembering now. I'm sure I'm missing more, but how did it feel to actually talk about this topic, about your intention? Could you say it? Oh,
right. It was great. I quite liked it. We talked a lot about the logistics of getting to the well and the rock and the weight of it and whether or not we could hear it.
Yeah.
Which was interesting, because people have different ways of being able to visualize and then going from the concrete to the more abstract,
right,
emotional intentions or...
Yeah, yeah.
No, it was great. I really liked it.
Great. So even though there were some complications and dealing with the logistics overall, there was a feeling of inspiration and aspiration, which is one reason why I wanted to bring this up and actually lead us all through this reflection tonight, because it is inspiring. It is important for us to be aware, to really bring this question to the forefront. But instead of somewhere way in the background, yeah, we have some intentions for our lives, we sort of know what it is, but bring it to the forefront, really think about it, and talk to other people about it. And as a way to extend loving kindness to ourselves, one way is to actually see our inner goodness. And by seeing that we have kind intentions, we have good intentions, really, really seeing that and honoring that about ourselves and bowing to that inner goodness in us that wants to live with kindness in the world. That allows us to extend kindness to ourselves. When you see that inner goodness in you, I'm deserving of kindness, of my own goodwill, of my own kindness. So you see how it works? When you tap into your own highest intention, you see your inner goodness. And that way, it makes it easier to extend that goodwill, that kindness to this person who wants to do well and is a human, trips, falls, gets up again, but has this inner goodness, this kind intention, this highest intention inside. So with that, let's close our eyes for the last moment. Honoring our own inner goodness, our own kind intentions, and offering our loving kindness, our goodwill to ourselves. And by extension, to everyone who's in this room, sharing this path with us. May they be well. May they be happy and safe. And may their life flow with ease. And then extending it to all beings everywhere, to all beings who have good intentions, just like us. May all beings everywhere be safe, free from harm. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free and liberated and awake, including us. Thank you for bringing yourself and your highest intentions tonight and sharing them with all of us.